Imagine you're sitting in a crowded airport terminal. You've got your overpriced coffee, you're checking your watch, and you are just ready to finally get this vacation started.
We've all been there.
Right. And then the gate agent picks up the microphone, clears their throat, and you hear that absolute dreaded announcement. Attention passengers, your flight is delayed due to a mechanical issue, and we are currently waiting on a part.
Yeah, that is the worst.
You know that exact feeling? It's that collective groan of like 200 people simultaneously realizing their entire day just got derailed, and all because one single, highly specific piece of metal is sitting on a shelf in a warehouse halfway across the world.
It's an incredibly frustrating experience. And while it's awful for you sitting at the gate, from an industry perspective, it represents a sprawling systemic failure, one that cascades through the entire global travel network and costs airlines millions of dollars by the hour.
Absolutely. But what if I told you that agonizing wait at the gate might soon become a complete thing of the past? Today's deep dive is going to explore exactly how the aerospace industry is planning to completely eliminate that scenario. We have a fascinating stack of sources to go through
I
today.
really do.
We're looking at two highly confidential, freshly dated internal reports from the aerospace and defense sector dated March 10th, 2026. The first document is a comprehensive research report on a concept called point-of-use aerospace manufacturing.
Which is a huge paradigm shift.
Huge. And the second is a pre-production product specification sheet from the Diverticular Defense and Aerospace Division for a device that sounds like it belongs in a sci-fi novel. It's called the Sovereign Forge. Our mission today is to figure out how these technologies are about to fundamentally rewrite the rules of global supply chains, manufacturing, and ultimately your safety in the sky. Okay, let's unpack this.
It is a critical topic, especially when you start to understand the sheer scale of the vulnerability we're currently dealing with. I mean, the research report paints a pretty stark picture.
It really does.
It makes it very clear that the U.S. aviation sector is currently deeply, almost dangerously dependent on a fragile, outsourced global supply chain for heavy maintenance. Right now, a staggering 47% of aircraft maintenance costs are directed to outsourced FAA-certified foreign repair stations. There are over 900 of these stations globally. We're talking about critical structural maintenance happening in places like China, Singapore, and El Salvador.
47%, almost half of all the money spent keeping these incredibly complex machines in the sky, is leaving the country. And with over 900 of these shops scattered across the globe, the oversight problem has to be just a logistical nightmare for the FAA.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, think about the practical reality of that. How can an FAA inspector based in an office in Los Angeles effectively monitor what's happening on the floor of a repair shop in Beijing, which is roughly 6,500 miles away?
The short answer is they simply can't. The report explicitly highlights that physical distance fundamentally compromises the integrity of these inspections. For one thing, the concept of a surprise inspection is essentially non-existent.
Right, because of the travel involved.
Exactly. If the FAA wants to audit a foreign facility, they have to navigate complex visa requirements and provide foreign government notifications long before they ever set foot in the building. By the time the inspector actually walks onto the shop floor, the facility has had weeks to prepare. That completely removes the element of unannounced authentic oversight.
Which defeats the entire purpose of an audit.
Precisely. Furthermore, the report details the immense difficulty in verifying if the mechanics at these foreign stations actually meet stringent FAA standards. Things like mandatory drug testing protocols and comprehensive background security checks are, well, they're notoriously difficult to validate across borders.
And reading through the report, it seems this all funnels down into one massive archaic bottleneck, the FAA Form A130-3.
Yes, the 8133.
According to the documentation, this is the airworthiness approval tag. Every single part, down to the smallest bracket that gets installed on a commercial airplane, needs this specific tag. It's essentially a passport for an aircraft part.
That's a good way to put it.
But when you have this sprawling, opaque, global web of thousands of suppliers and 900 foreign repair stations tracking the true origin, the handling history, and the material integrity of these parts becomes a massive security vulnerability. It's essentially a paper trail trying to secure a global labyrinth.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this isn't just about delayed flights or bureaucratic paperwork annoying airline executives. This is a fundamental crisis of trust and data tracking within the global supply chain. The entire aerospace industry currently relies on geographic trust.
Geographic trust? What do you mean by that?
They are trusting that a facility halfway across the world is doing exactly what they say they are doing, using the exact alloys they claim to be using, simply because a physical piece of paper says so. The vulnerability isn't just that shipping a replacement part takes a long time. It's that verifying the true molecular authenticity of that part when it finally arrives on the tarmac is dangerously difficult.
Which brings us to the proposed solution in these documents, and it represents a total paradigm shift. Instead of boxing up certified parts, generating reams of paperwork and flying them all over the globe, or trusting unverified foreign supply chains to hold inventory, the industry is moving toward printing them on demand. Right there, on the tarmac, exactly where the broken plane is parked, they are calling it aerospace-grade point-of-use manufacturing.
And we need to be very clear for you listening. When we talk about printing plane parts, we are not talking about the desktop hobby 3D printers that make little plastic figurines or phone cases.
Yeah, you're not printing a Boeing part on your kitchen table.
Exactly. The industry requires highly specialized, multi-million dollar industrial ecosystems to pull this off.
Right. So if we aren't talking about desktop plastic printers, what kind of hardware are these repair stations actually looking at installing?
They are bringing in absolute heavy hitters. The research report breaks down three major players dominating this new landscape.
Yeah.
First, you have the Velo 3D Sapphire series.
Okay.
This is becoming the gold standard for advanced metals like titanium and inconel. It uses a technology called laser powder bed fusion. What's incredible about the system is that it can print incredibly complex geometries, think intricate turbine blades or internal heat exchangers, without needing any internal support structures that would later have to be machined out.
That saves a ton of time.
It does. The report specifically notes that SpaceX uses this technology heavily for their rocket engines. But the real magic isn't just the printing. It's their Assure software. It uses a network of sensors to monitor the microscopic melt pool of the metal in real time. If anything deviates from the plan, the software flags it, creating a detailed build report that proves the internal integrity of the part. You don't have to cut the titanium open or x-ray it to know it's solid. The machine proves it while it builds it.
That is wild. And what about non-metal parts? I imagine a lot of the interior of an aircraft isn't solid titanium.
Exactly. For polymers and composites, the report points to Markforged, specifically their FX20 and industrial series lines. These machines utilize continuous fiber reinforcement. They print with a highly specialized filament called Ultim 9085.
Ultim 9085.
Right. Now, Ultim isn't normal plastic. It is strictly certified for aircraft interiors regarding stripped flame, smoke, and toxicity standards. But here is the brilliant part. When the printer reinforces that Ultim filament by laying down continuous strands of carbon fiber inside of it, the resulting part becomes as strong as aircraft-grade aluminum, but significantly lighter.
Wow.
And Markforged utilizes a closed-loop artificial intelligence system called Blacksmith AI. It uses a laser micrometer to actively scan the part while it is printing, instantly comparing the physical object to the original digital CAD file. If it detects even a fraction of a millimeter of warping, it actually adjusts the printing parameters on the fly to correct it, ensuring flawless dimensional accuracy.
It's just mind-blowing. It's printing and correcting itself simultaneously. And I saw the report also mentioned EOS M-Series and SLM solutions for the really large-scale structural components. It says they use multi-laser directed energy deposition, and they integrate with third-party AI vision systems like PrintRite 3D to literally photograph every single microscopic layer of metal powder as it gets melted.
Layer by microscopic layer.
Yeah. The AI hunts for microscopic pores or cracks before the machine even applies the next layer. The best way I can think to describe this to you is to imagine an unbribable, microscopic health inspector standing on the shoulder of a world-class chef scrutinizing every single grain of salt being added to a dish in real time. If one grain is off, the dish is rejected.
That is a very apt analogy. Deploying these specialty printers at a foreign repair station in Singapore or Beijing is a massive leap forward in logistics. But as the report notes, the physical printer itself is only half the battle. The artificial intelligence watching the print is what actually makes the part legal and airworthy under stringent FAA regulations. That AI acts as your incorruptible, on-site FAA inspector.
And that leads us perfectly into our second source, which dives into the exact hardware making this regulatory leap possible. Let's talk about the Sovereign Forge. This is the pre-production unit from Deer Reticular's Defense and Aerospace Division. the SKU is SOV AutoForge. It's essentially a ruggedized, air-gapped edge computing node that retrofits directly onto these massive industrial printers we just talked about. The MSRP on this gateway hub is $18,500, plus whatever you pay for their ongoing data subscriptions. But looking at the bill of materials here, the specs are staggering. It uses a modified Sovereign Sentry Pro core with 64 gigabytes of DDR5 RAM and a 4 terabyte NVMe SSD.
It is a phenomenal amount of compute power for an edge device.
Right. I mean, my high-end computer at home barely has those specs. Why on earth does a printer attachment need 4 terabytes of storage and that much active memory?
Because of the extreme compute load required for local AI vision processing. To give you an idea of the sheer volume of data, the system needs that massive 4 terabyte drive just to hold the microscopic terrain map of a single printed bracket.
Mm-hmm.
It is capturing raw point cloud data. We aren't just printing a physical object. The system is rendering a perfect microscopic digital clone in real time.
A digital twin.
Exactly. The document notes that this extreme compute load actually maxes out the hardware, requiring active cooling and a heavy heatsink environment just to keep the processor from melting down during a print.
Yeah, you definitely don't want your AI inspector overheating and crashing in the middle of a 40-hour titanium print. Then you have the eyes of the operation, the diverticular optic array. This hardware physically mounts inside the 3D printer's enclosure. It features a high-speed thermal camera with FLIR leptin integration, alongside a laser micrometer and a multispectral vision sensor. This array is capturing spatial and thermal data at 60 hertz.
60 frames a second.
That is 60 frames every single second, analyzing the exact temperature and shape of microscopic melted metal.
And because this system relies on generating that high-resolution digital twin of the part, which, again, the report notes requires over 100 gigabytes of data per part connectivity, is paramount. You can't rely on spotty local Wi-Fi in a massive industrial hangar. So the Sovereign Forge relies on Starlink Business for a dedicated, low-latency satellite backhaul.
Makes sense.
This provides the massive upload bandwidth necessary to transmit the telemetry data securely from a remote repair station back to DoD or FAA servers in the U.S. However, recognizing the reality of remote operations, Diverticular also includes something called the Nomad Link.
Right, I saw that.
This is a battery-less industrial LTE failover. It ensures that if the Starlink dish experiences even a micro-outage during a multi-day metal print, the telemetry tracking instantly falls back to LTE, meaning the data stream is completely uninterrupted.
That is some serious redundancy. And on the software side, it says everything is containerized. The local AI model evaluating all that telemetry is called the OpenClaw Inspector. It's constantly comparing the thermal and optical data against the original blueprint to detect any microscopic warping or voids. But here is the part that I really needed to wrap my head around. The system also runs the Lacutus Ledger, specifically an arrow fork. It says this software hashes the telemetry data of every single printed layer. Can you break down what that actually means in practice?
Absolutely. This is where the crucial transition from vulnerable physical paperwork to cryptographic security happens. Instead of a human signing a paper saying the part is good, the AI looks at the heat signatures and structural data for every layer. If it passes, the Lacutus Ledger takes that massive data file and runs it through a cryptographic algorithm, turning it into a unique, unhackable string of numbers, a hash.
Oh, okay.
By hashing the telemetry layer by layer, it essentially mints the digital FAA form 8130-3 as a non-fungible asset tied directly to that exact specific physical part. It creates an immutable mathematical record that simply cannot be falsified by a bad actor.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Let's look at the real-world workflow outlined in the Sovereign Forge document to see how this actually plays out. Let's go back to our delayed flight scenario from the beginning. You have a Boeing 777 sitting on the tarmac in Beijing. It needs a highly specific custom titanium structural bracket to fly safely. Under the old system, sourcing that part from a warehouse, generating the physical paperwork, and shipping it across the Pacific takes 14 days.
14 days of grounded aircraft.
You, the passenger, have been rebooked, your trip is ruined, and the airline is bleeding tens of thousands of dollars a day. But with the Sovereign Forge, we enter a whole new reality, which the document breaks down into 4 distinct phases.
Phase 1 is secure ingestion. The original equipment manufacturer, in this case, Boeing in Seattle, pushes the encrypted CAD file and the precise laser print parameters through the secure Starlink tunnel directly to the Sovereign Forge node attached to the printer in Beijing.
Wait, hold on. Let's pause right here. I have a major red flag with this. You're saying Boeing is going to beam the exact digital blueprints of a 777 titanium bracket to a repair station in a foreign country. What is stopping a bad actor at that foreign repair station from just plugging in a flash drive, downloading the CAD file, and stealing Boeing's intellectual property to make knockoff parts?
It is the most obvious vulnerability, right? But the engineering here is brilliantly paranoid. The system utilizes a process called ephemeral decryption. The CAD file is never actually stored in plain text on the local device. It is decrypted dynamically into volatile RAM via a TPM 2.0 hardware module purely for the duration of the print.
Uh-huh.
The second the print is completed, or if the machine loses power or someone tries to tamper with the hardware, that RAM is immediately wiped. The repair station never possesses the actual digital blueprint.
Mm.
They only possess the machine instructions for that specific print run. It's a completely zero-trust environment.
Yeah. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So, moving to phase two, the print and AI audit begins. The Sentry Pro node feeds those secure instructions to the attached industrial printer. Let's say it's one of those Velo 3D machines. As the printer's laser starts fusing the titanium powder, that dereticular optic array is watching everything at 60 hertz. The OpenClaw AI is constantly analyzing the melt pool. The document states that if the temperature of the melted titanium deviates by more than just 2% from the ideal parameter, the AI instantly flags the anomaly and can even halt the print.
Assuming the print proceeds flawlessly without any temperature deviations, we move to phase three, cryptographic certification. The print finishes, and the OpenClaw AI confirms a 99.99% match with the digital twin it constructed during the process. At that exact moment, the Locutus Ledger takes the entire massive 40-hour telemetry log and hashes it. It automatically generates that mathematically perfect digitized FAA form A1 through Z03 we discussed.
Which brings us to the final hurdle, phase four, remote FAA approval. That FAA inspector we talked about earlier, the one sitting in an office in Los Angeles, they don't need a visa. They don't need to book a flight to Beijing. They simply log into the secure dereticular portal. They review the AI's confidence score. They verify the cryptographic hash proving the part's integrity, and they click approve. The mechanic in Beijing gets the green light to pull the part out of the printer and install it on the 777 immediately. The end result. That aircraft's downtime plummets from 14 agonizing days down to just 48 hours.
It is a stunning leap in logistical efficiency. But naturally, when you introduce a system this automated and decentralized, you have to address the physical what-ifs, which the risk register in the Sovereign Forge document outlines very clearly.
Right.
For instance, what if the dereticular optical sensors fall out of calibration? If you have sensor drift, the AI might think it's looking at a perfect melt pool, but it's actually approving a structurally flawed part that could fail in midair.
Which would be catastrophic. But they have a physical mitigation for that, a mandatory calibration block. The node literally forces the operator to run a specific print sequence using a known physical calibration block before every single aerospace-grade print can even begin. The sensors have to measure the block perfectly. It physically won't let you print the airplane part until the machine proves its eyes are working flawlessly.
It's a great fail-safe. And the capabilities of this network don't stop at just reacting to broken parts. The research report ties this entire ecosystem into predictive maintenance integration.
Oh, this part was fascinating. Imagine a plane is mid-flight over the Pacific, and its internal sensors flag that a specific bracket is undergoing abnormal stress and is going to fail within the next few flight cycles. The plane's onboard computer can actually ping the destination airport, send the request for the CAD file to the Sovereign Forge node, and the printer on the tarmac can literally start manufacturing the replacement part before the plane has even landed. By the time it taxis to the gate, the new part is cooling and ready for installation.
What's fascinating here is how this technology seamlessly blends the physical and digital worlds to solve incredibly complex logistical nightmares. And it aligns perfectly with several major government initiatives outlined in the 2026 reports. For example, it directly targets the Department of Defense, SBIR 25.1 and STTR 25. Solicitations, which are focused on something called contested logistics.
Contested logistics, meaning how do we resupply our forces when the enemy is actively trying to sink our supply ships?
Precisely. Imagine a Navy carrier strike group or a forward operating base deep in a jungle. If an F-35 fighter jet or a surveillance drone needs a specific replacement part, they can't afford to wait weeks for a vulnerable supply ship to navigate contested waters. The military wants the capability to print identical, structurally certified parts right there on the remote island, completely independent of traditional supply chains.
And it's not just the military looking at this. NASA is heavily involved too, right? The document mentions their SBIR phase iFocus. They are heavily invested in digital twins. And this edge compute tech proves you can build verifiable digital twins of aerospace components in real time. If NASA is going to send a habitat to Mars, they need a perfect digital record of how every single printed component was formed, molecule by molecule, so they can run simulations on it back on Earth.
Exactly. And even the commercial sector is jumping in beyond just traditional airlines. The document mentions Beta Technologies, an electric aviation company based in Vermont. They are building fleets of eVTOLs, electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft. They envision using these AI printer networks at their remote charging pads. If a rotor strut cracks in rural Vermont, you don't dispatch a delivery truck from a central hub. You print the custom, lightweight part right there on site, fully validated for FAA compliance without waiting. Ultimately, what we are seeing is the aerospace industry recognizing that replacing vulnerable geographic trust with immutable cryptographic trust is the only sustainable path forward. They are turning the physical act of aircraft maintenance into a secure, decentralized digital network.
So, what does this all mean for you, the listener? Why should you care about hashing telemetry or digital twins or edge computing gateways? Because the next time you step onto a commercial plane, your safety might be guaranteed not by a physical piece of paper that was shipped across the ocean and stamped by a tired inspector, but by a mathematically perfect digital twin and a local AI that actively watched every single microscopic drop of metal form the parts holding you in the sky. The delay at the gate gets exponentially shorter and the aircraft gets exponentially safer.
This raises an important question, one that extends far beyond just airplanes and supply chain logistics. If we now possess the technological capability to cryptographically guarantee the exact physical and molecular integrity of a titanium aircraft part printed 6,500 miles away, how long until this expands into other critical areas of our lives? What happens when life-saving medical implants, like a custom titanium hip replacement, or the brake calipers on your car, or even high-end consumer goods, are minted and verified this exact same way? Think about how this entirely redefines what it means for a physical object in our daily lives to be considered genuine.
It changes absolutely everything. You will certainly never look at a delayed flight announcement or a 3D printer the same way again.